Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah to the King of Kings, the Lord God, great, almighty in the heavens. We lift up holy hands and we say hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to our Savior, our friend. Greater love have no man than you. You lay down your life for us. You are our best friend. And we say thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for boys to men, girls to ladies. Oh, God, University of Biblical Studies, as we study your word tonight, as we open our mouths, oh, God, speak through us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, and we are dependent upon you. We are trusting in you like never before. There's no place that you are not. You are all over the world, all at the same time. There's nobody great like you, nobody holy like you, nobody mighty like you. You are great and greatly to be praised. We honor your holy presence. We thank you that you are Lord God Almighty. We ask you to order our steps in the name of Jesus. Order our steps. You said the steps of a good person are ordered by you. So we thank you, Lord God, that you are ordering our steps. Everywhere we go, you've ordered us to go there, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whether we go, oh God, outside, inside, whether we go, oh God, to the church building, whether we go, oh, God, in the grocery store, no matter where we go, you are ordering our steps. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you've done, what you're about to do. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the young people. In the name of Jesus, we honor your presence. Hallelujah. Have your way tonight. Have your way.
Oh, God, this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as men of sacrifice. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in until what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in until the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord.
Welcome to the University of Biblical Studies, boys to men and girls to ladies. I'm your co-host, Michael McLean from Holland, Michigan.
And I'm your host, Caritha Gantlin from Jacksonville, Florida.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for sins known and unknown, Lord God. We thank you for this night, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to come together in fellowship, Lord Jesus. We pray that eyes are open and ears are open as well, and hearts are open too, in the name of Jesus. People will receive your word tonight in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the enemy's attacks not being valid against us in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Father, we agree with your mighty plan, your holy plan, your righteous plan. We know, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, without a shadow of a doubt, If it had not been for you on our side, we would not be here today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are a great and mighty God. There's no God great like you, Jehovah, no God mighty like you. You are most powerful. You are majestic God. In the name of Jesus, and we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for everything that you're doing, everything you're about to do. We praise your holy name. We lift up the name of Jesus, that Mokoshabaka, that powerful name. We thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. You're making peace in us, peace all over the world, oh God. And we desire even more peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for turning back the winds, the rains, the storms, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, oh God. If it had not been for you on our side, we're so grateful, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you're doing. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we lift up University of Biblical Studies tonight, boys to men and girls to ladies, and we thank you for what you are about to do. Have your way. We surrender all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to listen and participate.
Amen, amen. Well, good evening. July the 8th, 2021. Oh, my God. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. He has brought us thus far by faith. You know, the song says, we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in him. And he has brought us thus far. So we give him praise tonight. We give him thanks. We give him glory. He's a mighty God. Nothing is impossible to our God. So tonight, we're going to be in the scripture, the word of God. So get your Bibles ready. Ready. Get your Bibles ready. All right, our first scripture tonight. You'll be choosing the correct answer from the scriptures. So choose the correct answer. And the scripture is found in Job 14, verse 1. Job 14, verse 1. And it says, man that is born of a child is a few days and full of trouble. Man that is born of a child is a few days and full of trouble. Is the answer child, A, B, woman? What is the answer? Job 14:1. Man that is born of a child is a few days and full of trouble. Is the answer A, child, B, woman? What is the correct answer? And read the scripture.
This is Lily. The answer is B, a woman.
All right.
Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble.
Amen. Thank you, Lily. Awesome. Second scripture, Mark 12:11. This was the blank doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Is it the mother's doing or the Lord's doing? Which is the correct answer? This is the blank doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Is it the mother's doing or the Lord's doing? Mark 12:11. This was blank doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Is it the mother's doing or the Lord's doing? Hallelujah, Jesus. All righty. Mark 12:11. This was blank doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Is it the mother's doing or the Lord's doing? Hallelujah. Mark 12:11. What's the correct answer? Mark 12:11. This was the blank doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Is it the mother's doing or the Lord's doing? Somebody, anybody, everybody, fine. Read it.
This is Micah. It's the Lord's doing.
Okay.
This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
All right. Good job. Next scripture, Romans 3:9. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before blank, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. A, proved, B, moved. What is the correct answer? Romans 3:9. Romans 3:9. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before both blank, both Jews and Gentiles that are all under sin. Is the answer proved or moved? What then? Are we better than they? No, in the wise. Yes? Someone found it? What
this
then?
Is Willie. The answer is A, proved.
Okay.
And the
all
scripture
right,
says, what then? Are we better than they? No, in wise. For we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin.
Thank you, Lily. Good job. All right, the next one is found in John 2:10. John 2:10. He that loveth his blank abideth in the light. And there is none occasion of stumbling in him. John 2:10. He that loveth his blank abideth in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. Is it A, father, or B, brother? John 2:10. He that loveth his blank abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Is it A, father, or B, brother?
This is Sister Kristen.
Okay.
Is brother. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Kristen. Excellent. All right. Next scripture, Philippians 1:10. That ye may approve things that are excellent, that they may be sincere and without blank till the day of Christ. Is the answer A, offense, or B, honor? Philippians 1:10, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without blank till the day of Christ. Is it offense or is it honor?
This is Ariel.
1:10. Okay.
This is Ariel. The answer is offense. that you may approve the things that are excellent. You may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ.
Thank you, Ariel. Good job. All right. Keep your Bibles ready. Okay. This is Bible Search. From the books of poetry, this scripture says, who is like a wise man, and who knows the interpretation of a thing? Where is that found? This is from one of the books of poetry, so you got to know what the books of poetry are. Who is like a wise man, and who knows the interpretation of a thing? For this is from the books of poetry. This scripture says, who is like a wise man? And who knows the king? Who knows the interpretation of a thing? Hello. From the books of poetry, this scripture says, who is like a wise man, and who knows the interpretation of a thing? Where is that found? One of the books of poetry. I assume you guys are searching it out. Good job. Search it out. Search out the scriptures. Go ahead. From the books of poetry, who is like a wise man? And who knows the interpretation of a thing? Where is that found? Come on, you guys. Use your phone, your iPad, computer, something, and search it out. From the books of poetry, the scripture says, who is like a wise man? And who knows the interpretation of a thing? Where is that found? Hello? Somebody, anybody, everybody. Okay.
Ecclesiastes 8:1.
Excellent. Read it, Levi.
Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretations of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine.
Thank you, Levi. Excellent. All right, you guys. This is from the books of history in the Old Testament. This scripture says, Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinadab, sang on that day, saying, when leaders lead in Israel, when the people willingly offer themselves, bless the Lord. Where is that found? From the book of history in the Old Testament, this scripture says, Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, sang on that day, saying, when leaders lead in Israel, when the people willingly offer themselves, bless the Lord. Where is that found? That's in one of the books of history. From the books of history, this scripture says, Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, sang on that day, saying, when leaders lead in Israel, when the people willingly offer themselves, bless the Lord. Where is that scripture found?
This is Tyrese. It's Judges 5:1.
All right.
Then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, on that day, saying, praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves.
Amen. Excellent job. Thank you so much. All right, we got a couple more. From the books of epistles, this scripture says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Where is that scripture found? In the books of the epistles. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Where is that found?
This is Tyrese. It's found in Romans 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen. Thank you. All right, we got two more. From the books of the minor prophets, this scripture says, they set up kings by me. They made princes, but I did not acknowledge them. From their silver and gold, they made idols for themselves that they might be cut off. Where is that found? From the books of the minor prophets, this scripture says, they set up kings, but not by me. They made princes, but I did not acknowledge them. From their silver and gold, they made idols for themselves that they might be cut off. Where is that from? From the books of the minor prophets, says, the scripture says, they set up kings, but not by me. They made princes, but I did not acknowledge them. From their silver and gold, they made idols for themselves that they might be cut off. Where is that found?
This is Micah. It's found in Hosea 8:4. They have set up kings, but not by me. They have made princes, and I knew it not. Of their silver and their gold have they made them idols, that they may be cut off.
Amen. All right. Thank you. The last one. From the books of the gospel, this scripture says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. From the books of the gospel, this scripture says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Where is that found? From the books of the gospel. This scripture says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Where is that found? In the books of the gospel, this scripture says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Where is that scripture found? In the books of the gospel.
This is Levi.
Okay.
John 11:24.
Read it.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Well, I need you all to find some scriptures for me, so volunteer. Readers, find the scriptures. Who will find 1 Corinthians 13:11? And, you know, you can. I'll let you know when I need them read. I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians 13:11. Who wants to find that one?
This is Lily. I will.
Thank you, Lily. All right. The next one is Jeremiah 1:7. Who wants to find that one? Jeremiah 1:7.
This is Micah. I'll find it.
Thank you, Micah. All right. Who wants to find Judges 13:24-25? Judges 13:24-25. Who wants to find that one?
This is Levi. I will.
Thank you, Levi. And this one is Esther 4:16. Who wants to find that one? Esther 4:16.
This is Tyrese. I'll do that one.
Okay. And I'm going to assign this one to Sister Kristen. She got dropped off. Sister Kristen, if you could find Proverbs 2:6 or one of your children, Proverbs 22:6, and we're going to be reading it. So listen to the message. And when I call on you, be prepared to read it. Sister Kristen, I gave you Proverbs 22:6, for you are one of your children. All right, here we go. The theme for the month of July is called Childishness and Growing Up. Childishness and Growing Up. All righty. Who has 1 Corinthians 13:11? Would you read it, please?
This is Lily. I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and that he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me.
What scripture are you reading, Lily?
1 Corinthians 13:11.
You sure you're not reading 2 Corinthians or Chronicles?
Oh, never mind. I got it messed up. I found it.
That's okay. Okay, good. Go ahead.
All right, 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child, thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
All right, thank you so much. I'm going to read it from the Message Bible. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, when I was an infant at my mother's breast, I googled and cooed like an infant. When I grew up, I left those infant ways for good. All right, who has Jeremiah 1:7?
This is Micah. I have it. The Lord replied, "Don't say I'm too young, for you must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you."
All right. This is from the English Standard Version, Jeremiah 1:7. "But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm only a youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak." So I thank God for that. Those, and this one's in the American Standard Version, Jeremiah 1:7, says, "But Jehovah said unto me, say not, I am a child, for to whomever out I shall send you, thou shalt go, and whosoever I command you to speak, you shall speak." Childishness. What does childishness mean? Childish is like or appropriate to a child. It's acting like a child. You know, our children do things. They sometimes they're silly, sometimes immature. But when you, that means childishness. Growing up means to grow up, to grow toward or arrive at full stature or physical or mental maturity, to progress from childhood towards adulthood. So to begin to exist and develop as time passes, to age, to develop, to grow, to mature, to progress, or to ripen. The opposite of childish is growing up, maturing, maturation, the active process of maturing. When you become a teen, you can't wait to grow up, to leave home, and have no more parents' rules to follow. You know how we do? We just like, oh, God, we got another rule? I don't want these rules. I'm sick of these rules. So you don't have any more rules when you leave home? So we think. No more chores to do, no more cleaning the kitchen, no more taking out the trash, no more making your bed, keeping your room clean, and so on. What teens don't realize is that everything falls on them when they leave home and get on their own. You will no longer be a child. You will have so much responsibility. You might say, I had it so good when I was being taken care of by my parents. All the decisions are now on you. Where should I work? What kind of skills do I have to get a job? Can I afford an apartment? Do I have enough money for the rent? Do I have enough money for food or clothes? You can choose to avoid responsibility, which is called childishness, or you could choose to grow up. Childishness will cause you to make wrong choices, like spend your money, your rent money, for wild parties. Shifting, if you choose to go to college instead of getting a job, will you get grants, scholarships, or loans? Will you live in the dorm or an apartment? Will you have roommates? So when you're growing up, you have choices. Will you choose to be childish, which means to be irresponsible? Will you choose to follow the crowds wherever they go? You do or you will have a choice to grow up, childishness or growing up. It's your choice. Growing up, you will become responsible for your well-being, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Will you stay connected with your parents? Will you stay connected with your parents' God? Will you worship little or false gods? Choose who you will serve. If you choose Satan, the devil, it's a trap, a trap. If you choose God, your creator, you can establish a relationship with him and be led by the Holy Spirit, and he will help you choose wisely. Do you know the story of Samson in Judges chapter 13 through 16. Well, Samson's mother was barren. She couldn't have children. His father was Manoah. So an angel went to Samson's mother and told her she was going to have a son. And so she went to Manoah, her husband, and told him, we're going to have a son. He said, who told you that? He said, an angel came and told me, said, go find him. So the angel told Samson's parents, he's going to be a Nazarite. His hair must never be cut. He must not drink alcohol, strong drink. So, but Samson was a man who was immature. He refused to obey his parents. He made many wrong choices. He loved women and refused to listen to his parents on who to choose for a wife. Samson was very, very strong, and he had great power. He was brilliant, and he told riddles. And you know, he met this woman that he loved, and she kept on saying, give me the answer to the riddle. Give me the answer to the riddle. But anyway, that didn't turn out well for him at all, because his parents told him, don't marry women that are not, you know, godly. And he said, oh, I can marry her. But in the end, it didn't turn out well because he was immature and didn't make a wise choice. So eventually, Samson met Delilah, the love of his life. And Delilah, you know, he told her, he said, I love you, Delilah. And she said, okay, well, if you love me, tell me what makes you so strong. Tell me your secret. You know what? Well, she kept begging him and begging him and begging him, begging. Here, you know, she just, you know, just wore him down. I remember I was teaching fifth grade in New Orleans, and the children told me, Miss Ganley, you know how we get our parents to do what we want them to do? We wear them down. We keep on telling them over and over and over and over and over the same thing. We want this and we want that, and they don't let up. But they didn't have my parents, because once you told my parents something, they said, don't you tell me that no more. You already told me. I'm not, I remember. Don't tell me no more. So this woman that Samson loved, she just kept on him. She wore him down. She said, I want to know your strength. Well, what's in your secret? What's the secret of your strength? You know, Samson could pick up a lion with his bare hand and kill it. He was very strong. He was stronger than any of those men around there, and they were jealous of him. So they wanted to kill Samson. So they went to Delilah. They knew Samson loved Delilah. They said, Delilah, get Samson to tell you why he's so strong. Well, she finally wore him down. You know, Samson was immature, even though he had a relationship with God. He was immature. So he chose to tell Delilah where his strength was, but he was never to reveal that secret. He told her, if you cut my hair, I won't be strong anymore. So guess what? Delilah set him up, and while he was sleeping, they cut his hair off, and not only that, they were so mean and cruel, they put his eyesight out. So Samson, they imprisoned him. So Samson was one of those people who was immature, but he told the Lord, he said, Lord, you know, I'm sorry for what I did, and he told the Lord, he said, listen, I want to kill these people. So I'm asking you to give me my strength back. So his hair grew back. They didn't pay attention to it. His hair grew back, and he ended up killing all of them and himself. He died in the midst of it. So we want to be mature. You want to choose maturity over immaturity. So let's look at someone else who was mature. Now, this person was mature, but Samson was immature. He was still childish. Someone who is mature in the Bible, her story is in the book of history. Her name was changed from Hadassah to Esther. Hadassah was a Jewish name. Esther was her Hadassah was her Jewish name, but she changed her name to Esther by her cousin, Mordecai. He was an older man, but he raised Esther after her parents died, and he was very wise, very wise. So she learned from him wisdom. She was very young, and she was so young, and she could not, she couldn't have been wise as she was if it had not been for Mordecai. So Mordecai worked in the king's palace, and he worked for King Ahasuerus. And you know the story. Many of us know the story that King Ahasuerus was looking for a wife, and because his first wife, she refused to do what he wanted her to do. So the men, the wise men around him told him, you know, look here, we don't want to start nothing, because if you start, if your wife does that, our wives are going to do the same thing. They're going to refuse to do it, obey us. So King Ahasuerus, he decided that he was going to look for a wife. So the king had several young ladies brought to him in the palace to be prepared to be his wife. So, you know, the young ladies had to go through a process for about a year. Each of the young ladies were so beautiful. They were exceptionally beautiful. And so they prepared themselves to be with the king, to be the king's wife. Now, Esther, you remember her name was Hadassah, but she used Esther because she, you know, wanted to hide her identity because King Ahasuerus, he was not Jewish. So Esther was a very brilliant and a wise young lady. Of all the beautiful young ladies, King Ahasuerus chose Esther to marry and become the queen. There was a wicked man. His name, he was Haman, and he worked for the king. But while Mordecai overheard that Haman had a wicked plot to kill the king, and so not only was he going to kill the king, he was going to kill all the Jews. So Mordecai heard about it, and he went to the palace, and he had somebody tell Esther, because this time Esther had become the queen. You know, I'm leaving some parts out, but you can read the story in the book of Esther. It's an awesome story. And I even saw the movie One Night with the King. That was an awesome movie, a great movie. So Haman was plotting to kill the Jews. And Mordecai sent word to Queen Esther and told her to seek God and prepare to stop the plot of Haman. He told her to fast and pray. So Esther let her cousin know, we're going to fast and we're going to pray. And I'm asking you and all the Jewish people to fast and pray with me. So Esther had to do something that, you know, took courage. And, you know, this story is in the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 16. She said, gather all the people together with me. Gather all the people. So who has that scripture? Esther, chapter 4, verse 16. Can you read it for me? Hello? Tyrese, have that scripture.
Can you repeat the verse again, please?
Esther, chapter 4, verse 16.
Okay. Go, gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish.
Thank you, Terry. Yes, so Esther made up in her mind that she was going to fast and pray, and she consulted the Father. And She was still a young woman, but she chose a mature decision. Esther realized that she was called by God for a higher purpose, and she chose to fulfill that purpose on the earth, even if it meant her death. Now, that was a mature decision. Esther's decision to obey God shows that she was very mature. Even though she was a young queen, she laid her childish ways aside and chose to grow up. Look at and think about your life. Are there areas in your life that you need to put away childishness and grow up like Esther? Or will you continue to be like Samson? He was very immature. So what areas do you need to grow up in? Is it in, one, obedience to your parents? Do you listen and do as they ask you to do without fussing with them or arguing in your head, under your breath? Do you have or keep a good attitude, realizing that your parents have a great responsibility of taking care of you, working to house you, to feed you, to clothe you, to educate you spiritually as well as academically, as well as to keep a relationship with Father God on how to train you up? So Kristen had Proverbs 22, but her phone keeps dropping. Her phone calls keep dropping. So if somebody else want to read that to us, Proverbs 22:6. Would you find that for Kristen and let me know when you get it? All right. So also in what area do you need to grow up in? In obedience? Do you need to grow up in obedience? Are you obedient to your teachers and those who God put in your life, as well as, you know, those who God put in your life to teach you academics as well as the Word of God? All right. Did someone find it for me yet? Proverbs 22:6.
Yes, ma'am. This is Micah.
Okay, go ahead. All right.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
All right. Sister Kristen is back. Do you have it, Sister Kristen? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead. Do you want to read it for us?
Yes. That was Proverbs 22:6?
Yes.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
All right. Thank you. So parents have a great responsibility of training you up, of raising you the way God wants you raised. Also, teachers have the responsibility of training you up. So what areas do you need to grow up in? Do you need to be more responsible to clean your room without being told, picking up your clothes, picking up your toys, picking up things without being told? What about preparing for your future? Are you growing up in this area? What purpose did God put in you before you were born and came to your parents? What are you doing to prepare for your future? When you grow up, what do you want to be when you grow up? Do you want to be an engineer? Do research and find out the requirements. Do you want to be a professor in a university, teaching subject? So find out, do research to find out what that is. And that takes maturity, because you got to be responsible. Do you want to be a doctor? You got to do research to find out. And what kind of doctor do you want to be? What are you preparing for? What are you preparing to do when you grow up? So, that's the end of the message. and go back to our co-host right now. We are ready for our co-host.
It is now time for an encouraging word from my dad, Pastor John Turner.
Thank you, my son. I'd like to say I honor you, Sister G, right now for being obedient to the Lord. This topic is so major because I was dealing with it this week. And I would like to share with everyone and encourage you to watch your attitude. This encouraging word right now, I pray that it sticks to you because one thing we can do is talk ourselves out of a blessing. We can talk ourselves into an argument. We can, and the Lord gave us tools to use. He gave us the fruit of the Spirit. Those are tools that, and you know, and one of those tools that's overlooked is self-control. You have to understand that. That's a very major tool that go overlooked. Now, don't let your thinking pattern shift your blessing. The way we pray, the way we act, the way we speak to people, that matters. But the way we handle incidents that comes in our lives, any kind of task that comes in our life, okay, mother, dad, whoever, your guardian tells you to do something and you have a nasty attitude with it. Or if, and this even for the adults too, because I experienced this just last night. The Lord told me to tell an individual something, and there's no, I'm not throwing stones now, but I just want you guys to understand that you have to first, he said, in all thy getting, get understanding. And we are saints of God. And for the ones that are not saints, hey, look, it's the same thing applies to you. You are not, you didn't make yourself. It all works because God created you to and understand. And that's another story. We're going to get to that too in a minute. And I'm calling you into the kingdom, whoever is not saved. But anyway, back to this attitude. You need to exercise self-control. I dealt with this thing when I was out there in the world. So therefore, I can speak on it. We cannot tame the tongue, but we can train our mind. Romans 12:2 says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He didn't say he was going to do it for us. He said, be ye transformed. So basically, you have to do it. He told Jeremiah to take those precious things from the veil. So basically, we have to do it. It's an act. So understand, a nasty attitude can make you lose out on a lot of things when it's so easy just to say, hey, look, let me be quiet and understand this thing because I will not only know what I know, but I will know what you know as well. And that's the only thing you can do is increase. Amen. So be encouraged to tame your mind, to train your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Make sure you're casting down everything that exalts himself higher than the Lord. You know, that's 2 Corinthians 10:5. Make sure you're casting down every imagination, any imagination that is not of God. Now, back to the ones that need to be saved. Jesus is coming back soon. Now, understand this right here. He loves you because he created you. You still have a pulse. You have a purpose. So, therefore, here it is. Talk to him. Understand what you have done right now. God already paid the price for you. The Lord has already paid the price. So therefore, you can lay it all down. There is not too late. You understand that? It is not too late, and it's not too early either for some of y'all. Understand, the Lord wants to love on you, and he has great things in store for you. Trust me, I used to be a drug dealer. Didn't have my children, but understand my testimony here. I have my children now. Understand that God has cleaned me up. Men couldn't do this. Only God can do this. There's nothing too hard. All things are possible with him. I love you all. Make sure you watch your attitude. Amen.
Amen.
We are so grateful to each and every one of you for joining us tonight. We hope to see you next time. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Powerful word, Pastor Turner. We thank God. Watch your attitude. Yeah, I don't care what age we are. We still got to watch our attitude. I got to watch mine. Little ones got to watch theirs. In between, got to watch our attitude. Thank you so much. Well, I have a testimony. And it talks about attitude, too, because I could have got an attitude, but I didn't get one, thank God. I was going to the grocery store a couple of evenings ago, and when I got near the door, there was a man sitting on the ground. And he said, Miss, could you give me $2? And I said, well, sir, I don't have any cash. So I went inside, and then I thought to myself, I believe that the Holy Spirit quickened me to go back and say to him, and I said, sir, are you hungry? He said, no. So I just went on inside. I said, okay, he wasn't hungry. I was going to buy him a meal at the deli, but he said he wasn't hungry. So I don't know what he was going to do with the $2. It wasn't, you know, after I found out he wasn't hungry, I felt like, well, I can't help you, sir. So that's my testimony. So a lot of times, you know, we feel sorry for people that are homeless and hungry, but sometimes they're not hungry. And I don't know what he wanted to do with the money. It wasn't really my business, but I wasn't even led to pray with him. The Lord didn't even tell me to pray for him. He just, you know, I just was led to ask him if he was hungry, and I went on. But it is prayer time, prayer time. Anybody else have a testimony before we move on? All right, effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So I'm going to ask Lily if she will pray for our baby, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser, and baby Revere. Even if you don't remember their names, you can just say the babies and pray for. And also, baby Chloe, grandfather is in the hospital. So Lily, if you could cover him as well, baby Chloe's grandfather, he needs a healing. So thank God for the healing of the babies. Go ahead, Lily.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for forgiving us for sins known and unknown, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and baby Kaiser, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and the grandfather. That whole floor is covered in the mighty name of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus. Lord God, we praise you for the healing. We thank you for the testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we all praise you for the healing in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the work that is being done in them. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We glorify your name, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We love you, Lord Jesus. We praise your power, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you for everything lining up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, from head to toe in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus over everyone on this phone line in the mighty name of Jesus. We say that they are covered too in the name of Jesus. Pray the fruit of the Spirit over everyone's household in the name of Jesus. And everything that we are praying for, we touch and agree with them in the mighty name of Jesus. And with all the other saints around the world in the name of Jesus. And this is effective immediately in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lily. Amen. Tyrese, I'm going to ask you to pray for the end of murders of our youth all over the world, that God would end the murders of our youth all over the world.
Yes, ma'am. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, known and unknown, Lord God. We repent for everything you said that is thought in our mind that was not pleasing to you, Lord God. We bind and rebuke the spirit of murdering in the name of Jesus. And in the place that is swept clean, we place love. May it sweep all through the nation right now in the name of Jesus. Let us love like you love, Lord God. We give you praise for us imitating you in the name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord God. And we speak this to be effective immediately in the name of Jesus. We place our angels on assignments right now to cut down the attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. It shall not succeed in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Kristen, can you pray for two people, Esther and Valerie? They need healing in their bodies.
Yes, ma'am. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you again for forgiving our sins, whether they were known or unknown. In the name of Jesus, right now we pray for Esther and Valerie right now in the mighty name of Jesus for their complete healing. Everything in their mind and body will line up with your word right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for all of our bodies lining up with your word, Lord. We thank you for a complete head-to-toe healing right now in the name of Jesus, and we believe it to be so. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Kristen. Does anyone have any prayer requests tonight? All right. Pastor Turner, would you close us out in prayer, please? Thank you all so much for joining us.
Yes, ma'am. In the name of Jesus, we praise your name for everything that we have heard on tonight. Lord God, we glorify your name, and we will command the night as well as the morning, the afternoon, and the evening, Lord God, to go your way in our lives. Lord God, we all speak in unity that blessings shall fall upon us. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're speaking that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. Lord God, you favor us. You will perfect the things that concern us. And you told us to remind you of your word, Lord God. So we know that you love us. So therefore, we will stand fast, be unmovable, and we will not be cowards to the enemy attack. But basically, we will speak to that attack and say, you know what? Therefore, you cannot stop me. You cannot stop me in the name of Jesus. Lord God, for every hindrance, every roadblock, every barrier, every mountain in anyone's life on this radio and abroad right now, we bind and rebuke it and we say, be thou cast into the sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus with the authority that you have given us in this earth realm. Therefore, we take it upon ourselves to be in unity and in love. And we cast every
Hello? I'm sorry. Something must have happened to my phone. I can't hear you no more. Maybe y'all can hear me, but we thank God for you all. I have to call and get my phone serviced again. Thank you all. Love you all. Thank you for coming on. Love each of you all. Have a God-filled night, God-filled day, God-filled week, and a God-filled month. Don't forget to praise the Lord like you lost your mind. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Love you, Sister G.
Love you, Sister G.
Oh, God.
Love y'all, too.
This next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shootings that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts.